right. Ladies and gentlemen. No, I can't say that. All right, start over. You're going to edit that part out.
Okay.
Hi-ho, everybody. And
no,
welcome to the Patty Lee Show.
No, we're not doing that either.
All right. I'm trying to make it all about you today because I only watched like one and a half things. So.
That's fine.
All right, then let's just start. Welcome back to The Watch List with Patty and Bill. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can go to thewatchlistpod.com and make up your own watch list based on what we've seen. Or you can hit the Contact Us button and let us know what you've seen that we should be checking out. You can hit us up on social media, @BillIvoryLarson, @PirateAlice, or @TheWatchListPod. And if you just happen to listen to us on Apple, please give us a 5-star review. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
The sky.
Uh-huh.
You used to give me shit like that all the time in college. Do you remember that?
There was a time when I found that kind of thing amusing, yes.
That's right. Oh, not anymore.
It's not as funny.
Old
is it?
Lady,
well,
come on.
Yeah, I am an old lady.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
I am an old lady.
What's up, chicken butt? Or what was it?
Yeah, what's up, chicken butt? I still do that though.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
I fully cop to the fact that the reason that I only have one and a half things today is because that half thing is I finally got Laura on the Abbott Elementary train.
I see.
And so we binged all of Abbott Elementary this past week.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Up to and including what will be my review of season 3 so far.
Ah, all right. I have 3 things and they were all chosen by Dwight.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds like a blast. All right.
Yep.
Well, then, the last thing is something that you and I have both watched.
Correct.
And I'm going to tease it now.
Oh.
It is for the brand new show, Shogun.
Ooh.
Ooh. So stay tuned for that. Patty, in a very cheesy 80s way, why don't you kick us off there?
Sure. So I'm going in order of how I liked these things.
From worst to best?
Correct.
Okay.
Although, yeah. Yes, worst to best. The first one is a movie on Amazon Prime. It's a new movie from this year. It's called Upgraded. This is a romance that is so predictable. Like, just from each of the things that goes on, you will know exactly what is going to happen. I mean, from her spilling her Bloody Mary on the guy in the airport, oh, he's going to be the one who falls in love with her, to where they're sitting next to each other on the plane, blah, 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 blah. The only blah, 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 reason blah. To watch this is if you're a fan of Anthony Stewart Head or Lena Olin, is the dynamic between those two, because they are so much fun to watch. The whole rest of the movie can go fuck itself, really.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, so Anna is an ambitious intern dreaming of a career in the art world. She has this internship job at some art gallery in New York. She's living with her sister and her sister's boyfriend in a studio apartment. The boyfriend wants her out so badly because she's cramping his style in a studio apartment, you know? And she sees some kind of typo in the brochure at an auction and runs to the woman who runs the place, Claire, who is played by Marissa Tomei, who seems to be putting on a deliberate fake accent to make herself seem more haughty. And
right.
That seems to be part of the character, too. Then she gets invited to go to London to help Claire because Claire is just so, like, pleased with how she saved the auction there.
Right.
And the usual thing where, oh, I work at this art gallery. Oh, or blah, blah, blah. I am the director there. Yeah, sure. I'm the director there. Yeah. And then, you know, impersonating your big boss and rich people thinking you are who you say you are, but nah, yeah. Yeah, you lied to me. I can't be with you ever again. Blah, blah, blah. Boring as
blah,
fuck.
Blah, blah,
upgraded on Amazon Prime. No. No. I don't know why Dwight picked this movie. I don't know why. I have no idea. Why did you put this
Dwight's
on my TV?
Dwight's the man. He's like, nah, okay.
It's hit or miss. It's really hit or miss with him. Sometimes he picks them and they're like, yeah. And then sometimes it's like, what the fuck is this shit? Why is this on my television? And Upgraded is one of those, why is this on my television kind of movies.
Oh, man. All right. So you keep going.
Okay.
Because my half thing, like I said, is about something I've already reviewed. But you keep going.
So the next one is on Apple TV Plus. It's a new series that they've just dropped. It is called Constellation.
What's it called?
Constellation.
Oh.
It stars Noomi Rapace, Jonathan Banks from Breaking Bad, and James Darcy is in this as well. And there's an accident on the International Space Station, and it sends all but one astronaut back home. The remaining astronaut, which is Noomi Rapace, she has to repair this old shuttle and get some experiment that they have to have back from the space station that, you know, once everybody leaves, nobody's going to be able to go back for a long time because government shit. And
because government shit.
Yeah. When she gets home, when she arrives back, because that was a thrilling moment on her trying to get back. She finds out things aren't quite as she remembers. And then she starts having these visions and seeing things and timey-wiminess and weird shit. And this is just like a bunch of other space shows I've seen where there's this weird thing that happens to astronauts when they're in space and when they come back. I've watched it. There's four episodes now available of this one. And I've watched all four, and I'm not that impressed, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because it feels like there was a Halle Berry movie with space, and she was, like, possessed, or she thought she was possessed or something.
Possessed?
Yeah, like the space entity was messing with her brain. I feel like that's...
Her latest space movie was Moonfall, but that had nothing to do with possession.
Extant, that one. Oh, it was a series, not a movie. Extant.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the show that was like some weird space thing is messing with her brain. And it reminds me of that Halle Berry series that was also not that great. So Apple TV has let me down with Constellation. And they can't all be winners because, you know, C was also on Apple TV Plus, which is also absolutely trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least it's, you know, one clunker out of how many things have you watched on Apple TV?
Oh, a lot. A lot of things.
That have been awesome. So there you go.
Yeah. So Constellation, right. Apple Plus. Don't get Apple Plus for this. Get it for all the other stuff.
Right. So I guess I'll go now. The half thing that I have is season 3 of Abbott Elementary is happening now, which has been long delayed because of COVID, the strike, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, watching it all the way through, because like I teased before, I got Laura on the Abbott Elementary train, so we were we were binging the whole thing. And I'll tell you what, this show is consistently good and funny, and never suffered a sophomore slump in its, you know, in its seasons. And to watch it straight through, you realize that the threads of things pop up from past episodes a lot better than, I guess sometimes if your memory doesn't remember small little details. If you guys have, and no shit, I love this show. If you have not picked up Abbott Elementary yet, please do. It is one of the best written comedies on TV today. And Quinta Brunson has earned all of her Emmys. So it's just great. So check it out. Abbott Elementary. It is on ABC and it is on Hulu the next day. That's how we binged all of them. So please, pretty please, with sugar on top, watch it.
The last of the three things that Dwight chose is a movie that's on Amazon Prime. It's from 2014, and it's a remake of a movie from 1967. This is called We Still Kill the Old Way. A retired East End gangster returns to London from Spain because he heard about this brutal murder of his brother, Charlie. And he finds that the police are useless and not doing shit, so he's going to get justice the old way with his gangster buddies. He comes to find out that this local street gang of kids, they call themselves E2, are the ones who beat his brother. And so he's tracked down one by one through each of these little hoodlum kids who the ringleader was of that whole thing. And it was great. It was absolutely great. This old guy, this old gangster team standing there looking at these two young punks, and the punks are like, "We're gonna fuck you up, man." I'm like, "Well, I'm sitting here watching. You are tied to a chair. How are you going to fuck anybody up?" And then the guy hanging upside down from a chain, "I'm going to kill you. I am," like, "I don't think you're going to do anything to him because you are hanging upside down from a chain." And the whole thing was great. I loved it. It was amazing. I don't think it was supposed to be as amusing as I found it because, you know, brutality and bloody murder stuff. But I was totally into it and it was great. It was great.
And I have to say this. There's a movie that comes to mind when you say that, and it's The Warriors.
I feel I may have seen that.
The Warriors is a cult classic.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is so campy. But back then, it was all badass. You know, it was like, oh, this movie is so street back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, now you look at it like, holy shit, was this bad?
Yeah.
I mean, like, awful bad. But, you know, so I get it.
Yeah, We Still Kill the Old Way. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a like a 2014 gangster killing people, shooting their heads off, having a shootout in the hospital. It's amazing. I love this kind of thing. I love this movie. This movie was so much fun. It sucked me right on in.
Okay. Oh, my God. I just found the movie poster for the original 1980 version of what we're going to talk about next.
Oh, nice.
Shogun.
The old miniseries from back in the day.
Oh, my God. Were you as glued to the TV as I was when that kind of shit was on?
I remember my parents were glued, or at least my mother was glued to the TV when that was on. Because we only had one television in the house, or one main television, you know, I sat and looked at it. I don't remember, like, when this new one was announced, I was like, oh yeah, that's that old one with that guy. And then I'm thinking, I don't know what that whole thing was even about, other than it was a white guy in Japan. That's all I remember from that whole miniseries.
We talked about that too.
Yeah, it's based on some book.
James Clavell.
Thank you, that guy's book. But that's about all I knew about it. So I went into this one with fresh eyes of, I know it's about Japan and a white guy. I didn't even know what year it took place when I started this, quite honestly.
Right.
Now I know.
Now you know.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to take it from here.
I'm just listening to you because I was so hyped up to see this because it just looked so posh and the production value so high. And like you, Laura and I were like, we don't remember shit from the original one. We knew we watched it. And we knew that Richard Chamberlain was in it. But as you've noticed, America, how movies are far more realistic and better acted these days and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I bet you if we found the original televised Shogun, it would suck.
It would totally suck, yes.
So I was very interested in this. So we watched the first episode, and we kind of went, huh? Because I'll tell you what, the whole first episode just, it keeps going, it drops you in the middle of some drama. The second episode is what you need to help describe some of the stuff. And then what changed it for me to go from huh to okay, I'm on board, was that I said something. It's like watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah. That's I read a New York Times review of this to get a little more context of like the behind the scenes and whatnot. And that's exactly where they're comparing it is to Game of Thrones.
Ah, really? Okay.
They're comparing it very much to Game of Thrones. Even the female characters' roles are kind of the same kind of context of sorts as the Game of Thrones females, where they're kind of trapped in what they have to do and their role is as whatever they are in that world. Like whether Queen Cersei's trapped in and being a queen when she wants to be a king kind of a thing. And the women in Shogun are very similar, that kind of a person. They're trapped in what they are.
So, and I didn't even read the review that you said. I just thought, wow, it's like watching Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And then the very opening of episode number two, like the opening titles scene, I was like, this is totally Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost want somebody to do like the Game of Thrones theme, but show it with Shogun.
Yeah, you know, that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So I don't know if the third episode has dropped.
It won't drop until Tuesday, March the 5th. So tomorrow from when our episode
tomorrow.
Drops. Yeah.
But I liked it.
I like it too. I like it so far.
But it took me a minute to like it, though. And it took me a minute to like it because that first episode, like I said, I was like, oh, okay. And what I liked, though, and I don't know if you even explored this on Hulu or not, a lot of this, because it takes place in Japan, is spoken in Japanese with subtitles.
Yeah, there's... did you watch any of the extras on Hulu yet?
No. The only thing I was going to say is that you have the option of watching it dubbed into English.
There's some extras, like videos of the making of, and they talk to the creators of this version, and that was very deliberate because the original 1980 Shogun and the book, I think, are very much, you're following the white guy through his journey in this foreign world. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. This is a Japanese story. It's about the Japanese, like Japan's history and the whole shogunate. And this guy is here and he's got a part to play in this whole drama that's this inner workings drama of their government right now. And that's how they've directed it here. So he's there. The white guy's there. Supposedly, he's not going to be the focus that he was in the 1980s one. Because they get enough of that. This is the white guy that the white people follow around. And that's why they got Japanese actors in this, speaking Japanese. They have like Japanese culture consultants to help them with gestures and how to walk and that kind of thing. So it feels very... 1600s Japan. That was their aim with this. And I thought that after watching the show and then watching that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, and if you're watching it dubbed, you're not going to get the same feel where John Blackstone is hearing them speak Japanese and having no clue what's going on.
Exactly, yes.
As if you were to watch it with the subtitles. Because he's British and he's piloted a Dutch ship, and the Portuguese are in Japan. From the Catholics have sent the Portuguese to Japan, so he's speaking Portuguese. But then when they're speaking Portuguese to the priests that they bring in to be translators, they're speaking in English. I think I to me, it would have been cooler if they were speaking Portuguese as well. Just so you could see how, if anybody doesn't know these other languages, you're going to be so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if that translator is really translating what you say.
Well, right. And I fell asleep a couple of times. But only, like, nodded off. Like, I didn't fall asleep and miss 20 minutes
of it.
Okay, good. But I will tell you this. And Patty is absolutely right about watching it in its original Japanese, because it does add to it. And there is a brilliant scene where they bring English dude in front of one of the house leaders, we'll just say, like Game of Thrones dudes. Mm-hmm. And they're having this conversation through a translator. But it is edited so beautifully that they eventually take the translator out as if they are talking to each other. I haven't seen something that good in a long time. That seamless, like, this is what I'm saying. We know it's going through a translator, but you don't need the translator. These are just two dudes talking to each other. But do not drift off. And the reason I say that is, especially if you're in a scene where they are speaking Japanese with the subtitles that you need to read, you are going to miss something.
Oh, totally.
And you are going to jerk yourself awake and go, what I miss? And then have to rewatch the last 10 minutes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So be very awake when you're watching this. But if you are, it is definitely worth watching.
Absolutely.
I am on board with it because, you know what? It's Game of Thrones.
In Japan.
In Japan.
In historical Japan.
In Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese. Yeah.
In Japanese. All right.
So Shogun, it's on FX and Hulu.
Yes. Yes. That's all I got this week. And now that we are caught up on Abbott Elementary, I can watch more new stuff.
Excellent. Please do so.
However,
yes,
I'm going to have to find a way to record next week because I'm going to be out of town at a conference.
Oh.
This week, I am headed to Atlanta for a voiceover conference.
Oh, how exciting.
And so we'll figure something out.
We will figure it out.
I am sure we will figure something out. But I have Monday and Tuesday to watch stuff. I travel on Wednesday, and then I'm not back until Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at that. Look at that. Look at that show length, people.
What?
Look at that show length. We get you in and out.
Keeping it tight.
Tight. So do me a favor, everybody. Log on to thewatchlistpod.com. Click on that contact us button. Are you watching Shogun? Please tell me that there is someone out there of age like us enough to remember the original one. And if you have seen the original one, please let us know what you thought of it. What was it about? Because obviously we don't remember. And was it good? Do you remember? Anyway. Or you can hit us up on socials, @PirateAlice, @BillIvoryLarson, @TheWatchlistPod. Yeah, that's it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button because we love having listeners and we appreciate all of you.
We do. We love it
so
much.
All right. Well, Patty, have an awesome week.
You too.
Okay. Tell Dwight to pick better shit.
I will. I'll tell him to find some better stuff, maybe.
All right.
Okay.
You guys take care out there. Thank you all for listening, and we will catch you next time. Okay,
bye.